Blog Talk Radio.
Saints of God, good afternoon and welcome to another weekly edition of the End Time News Report with the one and only Sister Marie. And let me tell you, we have a wonderful show in store for you. This show is going to be amazing. We started this thing last week. We're talking about Marxism and socialism and all the isms that are about to mess up any country that they're adopted in. And we, I tell you, last week was just awesome. And I can't wait to get into it today. Well, before we bring on Sister Marie, let me just remind everyone that if you're in need of prayer, send us your prayer request at powerofprayer2018@gmail.com. powerofprayer2018@gmail.com. Secondly, if you're looking for a Bible school to go to, a school of ministerial training, a school that you know, it's just going to give you the truth. We have a Bible Institute that is for you. Why do I say that? Well, there's no registration fee. There's no tuition fee. All you got to do is sign up, meet once a week for 2 hours. They'll email you an outline. I hear that the teacher is okay. It's easy. The school is called the International Institute of Biblical and Ministerial Studies. All you have to do is email them at iibms2020@gmail.com. That one email will automatically get you registered. And then there's someone over there by the name of Miguel Rivera, and he will tell you what you need to do, and you're off and running to train for the ministry. So, again, free ministerial training, no financial strings attached. Also, yesterday we were in studio to do Sister AJ's show. What a time we had. We had a blast. I think that I'm going to be getting my nitpicking license after that one show, because I know I did some nitpicking. And we're talking about how Hollywood is portraying Jesus, how Hollywood is making Jesus look silly, how Hollywood is making Jesus not look like Jesus, how Hollywood is just, they are just doing a job on the life and ministry of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You gotta listen to the show. They're just phenomenal. One was done on John the Baptist. One was done on Mary. One was done on Joseph. And yesterday, the show on Caiaphas was done. Outstanding stuff. I gotta tell you, what Sister Marie and Sister AJ are doing is just fantastic. Well, without any further ado, I think I covered everything and everybody. Let me bring on my dear sister. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, and you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. By the way, a package came in, that you sent me a notification on. So it came in, but it was quickly taken out of my hands. So
again?
Yeah, again. So I just want to let you know it came in. And so I have to wait, but
for a day or two.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So how's the weather by you?
Cold, rainy.
Yeah, that's what it's been like here. Yeah, that's what it's been like here for days now. Cold and rainy every day. The streams are up, the rivers are up, the streams are up. A lot of flooding, a lot of flooding. In my area,
right.
So, and I heard that your Governor Gretchen Whitmer, has gotten another honor. They just honored her with another plaque or another
thing. Did
they? Yeah, because she did an outstanding job with COVID. For doing a great job with COVID. Planet do those people live on? What planet?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. Nobody here is honoring her, so I don't give it.
Right.
She's being sued over COVID.
Sure.
I don't know. What can you say?
The Royals will take that award and say, look, jury. The governor's being sued, but look, they're honoring her for the fantastic work that she's done.
Yeah.
She's a saint. Yeah. She's a Mother Teresa. On a broomstick, That's what she is.
On a broomstick.
A Mother Teresa on a broomstick, yeah.
Boy. I don't know. Crazy world. It's a crazy world.
Crazy
world. It's a crazy state right now. I see a lot of the people in power are liberal, but the people themselves, most of the people, I would say outside of the 313 area, are conservative. So, it's only that area down there where she keeps promising things that never materialize, that she has, some pull because she doesn't have it anywhere else. So, it's different. It's different. It's like, you know, the difference between, I'm sure, New York City and northern New York, you
right,
know, upstate
right.
New York.
Sure.
There's a difference.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, you couldn't pay me to live down in New York City. You couldn't pay me.
Right.
You know? Mm-mm, not me.
Yes. Yep.
No, not now and not in the foreseeable future because, you know, you're going to get another Democratic mayor for New York City who's going to be just
mm-hmm.
as crazy or even crazier than de Blasio. So, you know, it is what it is.
Crazy.
You know?
It
is what it is. So, no, I don't want any part of it.
Yeah.
No.
It's crazy. It's really crazy
sure.
what we see going on. But, you know, it is going on, so what can we do?
Yeah. Right. And here's the other thing. You know, Caitlyn Jenner, who used to be Bruce Jenner,
yes.
she's running for the governorship of California. And on Fox News, they were talking about how she has faith in God. And I'm saying, what?
Yeah.
She has faith in God and faith in God.
Oh,
well, if
geez.
You have faith in God, you would have been happy that he made you a man and you wouldn't be changing yourself into a woman.
Exactly.
And she's conservative and conservative. I don't know
How
of any
conservative
friends. Yeah, I don't know of any conservative friends that put lipstick on. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Me neither. I agree with that.
Yeah. So Fox and Friends, the three people early in the morning, they were trying to put lipstick on that pig, and I'm saying, well, guess what? It's you know.
Yeah.
No. Listen, that guy's got loose screws, and you're going to make him the governor of California?
Goodbye, California.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't know.
So yeah, I'm fine. She loves the Lord. Wait a minute, it's a he. It's a he.
Well, I honestly never thought that I would see it go this far. I mean,
oh,
you know,
it's crazy.
It is. It went fast. It went fast.
Sure.
So.
Absolutely.
It's like trying to catch a rock falling off a cliff. You know?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, that's it. The craziness.
Sure.
Crazy world.
It's just pure crazy.
Yeah.
Pure crazy. So we're back here today to continue this wonderful series that you started last week on communism and socialism and all the other isms sprinkled in between. To make this country and all the other countries on the earth just plain, you know, nothing, zero. Turn these countries into a zero.
Right.
So set this up for us.
Okay, well, last week we started a new series on cultural Marxism, and we covered several different areas that the Marxists must conquer for a global takeover. You know, and through patience and persistence, the Marxists have managed to infiltrate every area of society that we see today. But because of God's grace and the U.S. Constitution, the United States has been one of the last countries to fall. Unfortunately, we're heading that way at breakneck speed. We're going downhill. In a church setting, the Marxists have managed to disguise their agenda under the mask of woke Christianity and the social justice movement and several other movements that are all sex ideas. This has saturated the church. Do you agree with that, or how do you feel about that before I move on?
I mean, think about it. The Roman Catholic Church, now, again, I'm not saying that the Roman Catholic Church is the church, but, you know, they're the major proponents of liberation theology, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
And
yes.
then when you have the other denominations following Rome, with cultural Marxism, it game over,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
So.
Yep. Well, cultural Marxism is the changing of a culture's beliefs and truths on everything that we hold dear, everything. So they slowly chip away at what we know is morally right, like good versus evil, until you can't distinguish between the two. And that's what I see happening right now. You know, they're putting that gray area into everything. And like you just said, that story you just said about Caitlyn Jenner or Bruce Jenner, you know, putting that gray area, well, it's okay to be transsexual. You know, that's okay. And now it's okay to be a believer in Christ and be transsexual. So, you know, they're just adding to all the time. So some of the things we talked about last week was collectivism. And basically, that boils down to it's nothing more than getting everyone on board with the agenda. That's what collectivism is. It's everyone has to be on the same mindset. They have political correctness, we talked about last week. That boils down to censorship. You know, that's what that
mm-hmm.
is. The destruction of American free enterprise. That's ruining small businesses and capitalism. We talked about the Frankfurt School. That's a new Marxist think tank right now that's operating today. We talked about Antonio Gramsci, and that's the prison notebooks. And that is a guide for Marxist infiltration into the world. And I think we'll do a show on that. An upcoming show on that.
Okay.
I think I have material because that's interesting. We talked about bigger government, and what that does is that allows them to seize control of the people, and it creates a system that reverses what this country was built on, and that's we the people. So it
mm-hmm.
takes away the people's rights and puts them all control back to the government. Or, you know, because in our government here in the U.S., it was never intended that they had control over the people. It was the people who made the decisions. That's being changed drastically.
Right.
We talked about social programs, and that gets you dependent on the government. And that, in turn, will systematically destroy capitalism. Okay, you'll work for them. You'll get what they want to give you, whether that be food or money. You'll own nothing, and they will own you.
Right.
That's basically the bottom line of that. And we talked about the destruction of capitalism. There's no middle class in that, no free trade, no ability to take care of your family or yourself. And it turns the government into a controlled, turns our government, it will, into a controlled country. It separates the rich, which is them, and the poor by design, which is you. So in the 1960s book, The Greening of America, that is the Green Deal that was just passed by the Democrats, and that's a Marxist agenda. So you have to think about that. That's been going on since the 1960s. It went on before that, but it was never, introduced. It was a good time to introduce it in the 60s where there was, this freedom of expression, let's say. But more than that, they introduced the idea back then. So they have patience. They have so much patience to bring this agenda forward, and it's worked. So. But worst of all, they destroy the family unit. And that is the backbone of America. So sad to say, it's thriving in the United States. This has nothing to do with our well-being as a people, but it has everything to do with making a population of people a bunch of useful idiots to help their transition into Marxism to make it easier for them. That's what it's about.
Right.
So everything today is disguised as being better for the environment or for the greater good of society. And everything must go that you hold dear, your values, you know, your homes, your possessions, everything must go. And eventually, and I will do some news on this, even your pets, because your pets take up too much oxygen in this. This is a scary thought. They
sure.
start even messing with the pets. So
right.
to get to the audio, it's called The Lost World of Communism, Cultural Marxism. And I think we left off at 3245. Am I correct? Or
That's
is it
correct.
3449?
Well, we always push it back. We always push it back.
Okay.
We always do it like
okay.
a minute, you know. So, all right, let me pull
okay.
it up here.
So we can start it at like 3245 and go to 42.
Right. Okay.
And then we'll discuss.
Okay. Here it is.
The Federal Reserve, in its very nature, is contrary to a free market. The Federal Reserve is not only regulating, but it's manipulating the marketplace against the will of the people who are conducting the marketplace.
When this is done, the money supply is inflated. When the money supply is inflated, it becomes watered down or diluted.
If you look at all the major banks in America, they are already sending notices to the people who bank with them that we are experiencing inflation.
Yes.
And that's because
yes.
of all of this dumping of money. See, everybody,
yep.
everybody's been given stimulus. Well, not everybody, but, you know, lots and lots of people have been given stimulus checks, so much so that when people say there's jobs available, people don't want the jobs because the stimulus checks are so good and the unemployment
That's
right. benefits are so good. So now we're being flushed with cash, and so now what happens? Everything costs more now. Inflation.
Exactly. Exactly. And I just read where all these churches got another stimulus for millions of dollars. So all the churches, like, let's say John Gray, he's
right.
on the list, for over $1 million again.
Right. Right.
So they're just saturating everyone with money, and guess what? You know, it looks good on the surface, but that causes, you know, inflation. It causes, you know, eventually it'll be worthless. The money will be worthless. There is no money. These are, you know, they're just writing, they're using play money here.
Sure.
You know, so.
Absolutely.
That's what it is. That's
Absolutely.
Just like stock, when a corporation authorizes and issues more stock, existing shareholders are diluted. When money is diluted, it has less purchasing power. When it has less purchasing power, prices rise because it takes more Federal Reserve notes to purchase a given product. When prices rise, it has the effect of a tax. Inflation is therefore a hidden tax.
If the government can create new money that it doesn't have to tax for, and especially if it can put off the ultimate payment of this into the future through the use of long-term bonds that are the backing for the fiat currency, then we have a government that is essentially out of control to some degree. It can make decisions that are not immediately going to subject the people to pressure.
Unfortunately, the constitutional republic envisioned by the founders is being undermined by cultural Marxism and destroying the republic envisioned by the founders. As we have seen, the Constitution gives Congress the power and the responsibility to provide for the general welfare of the nation. So important is the idea of general welfare, this is the only term that is stated twice in the Constitution, once in the preamble and again in Article 1. Unfortunately, a lot of people interpret this term to be a green light for massive social security, the so-called nanny state, which pays for everything, and then demands the right to regulate everything.
But the Constitution was written to limit the size and scope of government. It was to recognize that government was there to protect our liberties. It does not endorse the welfare system at all. If we just followed the Constitution, the government would be very much smaller, maybe 80% smaller.
This may be the cultural Marxist dream of a socialist state, but as a result, we now have minimum wage laws, child labor laws, federal disability laws, Medicaid laws, public housing laws, rent laws, entitlement laws, food stamp laws, and even extensive PEP laws. Over 25,000 laws are enacted every year, many by congressmen that have been bought and paid for by multinational corporations, all non-people entities.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. If you remain in this immediate vicinity, you will be in violation of the Pennsylvania Crimes Code, no matter what your purpose is.
What comes to mind is big corporations that put their view of the world out there for everyone, take over small businesses, take over choices that people might have, different kinds of products where everything becomes much more generic and just based on cost as opposed to quality and workmanship.
Because term limits have not been established for the Congress, most congressmen have been able to stay in office for decades.
Again, this is the Supreme Court. States were enacting and imposed term limits on their members of Congress in something like half the American states, and the Supreme Court overthrew it and took the right away from the states to impose term limits on their own members of Congress. And what did Congress do? They said, that's fine with us because we'll stay in power.
It seems the more a congressman is entrenched, the more he is able to build a social network, a network of cronies. Clearly, good relationships with fellow congressmen serve many productive purposes, but such a network can also be abused. After all, it's much easier to minimize the risks of vote swapping, a form of collusion, amongst cronies. It's much easier to justify corporate campaign contributions, a form of bribery, amongst cronies. And it's much easier to get away with earmarks, a form of fraud amongst cronies. Thus, an entrenched Congress, especially one cast into only two major political parties, would seem to be in the perfect position to imperceptibly usurp power from the people and place it into the hands of the corporate fascists that have hijacked Congress.
The right place to look for a solution to the problem of corrupt politicians is at the voter and their perception of who they're voting for and what the political principles of their candidates are.
You can bet collusion, bribery, and fraud are not practices the founders envisioned for a more perfect union.
So unless I have this view that I need to participate in this system as a self-governing citizen to maintain the integrity of the system will eventually be dominated from the top down by the people who can actually make something from gaming it, as the expression goes. So this is the Founding Fathers' point. It depends upon having a virtuous citizenry that is willing to shoulder the burdens of maintaining a self-governmental structure.
Again, general welfare includes everyone, especially the vast majority of average citizens who fall within the middle of the social spectrum. In statistical terms, the average, or mean, is represented at the top, or crest, of what's known as a bell-shaped curve. It's the middle of the bell-shaped curve. So it's fair to say that the original intent of the Constitution is to define a government that serves the general population, the middle of the bell-shaped curve, now known as the middle class.
Do you sense a dwindling middle class or a wealth disparity?
Well, I think things are changing right now. I think the last the last 8 years have been increasing wealth disparity, but I think some of the excesses of those days may be over.
The terms spreading the wealth, redistribution, and wealth disparity are meaningless in an America that truly responds to the original intent of the Constitution.
The proper function of government is not to provide, but to protect. Because if you're going to provide for some, you must have the authority and the power to take from others. And once you're in that business of taking from some and giving to others, now you're in the business of redividing the wealth. And that gives you tremendous power over the citizenry. And it always leads to abuse of power and eventually to totalitarian regimes.
Many have commented that we now have a monstrous tax system, a system that taxes its citizens far more than citizens of the Boston Tea Party era.
If 2 to 3% taxation justified a revolution in 1776, why doesn't 50% and growing justify a revolution? If a few little excise taxes on pieces of paper and tea justified open lawlessness from these rebels that we're all celebrating, why don't the myriad of incomprehensible, unavoidable, crushing taxes, state, local, and federal, why don't they justify a revolution today?
Our government not only taxes us at every transaction, it's in our faces at every turn, endlessly regulating what we can and cannot do. All these regulating laws and their expensive enforcement programs are turning us into a police state.
Countries, and we have 700 bases overseas. That wouldn't happen if we had the proper size government.
Over 50% of U.S. citizens now work for the government at either the federal, state, or local level.
Very compelling, very, very compelling.
Yes, yes. Well, when the Constitution was written, it says that the government was to care for the general welfare of the people. General welfare and total dependence on the government are two different things. So do you want to comment on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's very complicated now because think about it. You had the 13 colonies, right? And
mm-hmm.
the 13 colonies, they were basically, these were, other than a city like New York or Philadelphia, or Boston, they were in the country. Basically, everybody was in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So people had the means to go hunting, farming, fishing, right? I mean, people had the means. Now,
right.
You know, today, there's hardly any country. New York City. How are the people going to live in New York City? Are they going to hunt? What are they hunting? They're going to eat cement, right? So we, as the country expanded, as the population grew, and as urban centers began to rise, right, brick and mortar, and people right. began to move to the cities and abandon the country. Now what do these people eat? So now that's where welfare comes in,
mm-hmm.
right? People are destitute.
Yeah.
People are hungry. Some are bums. Some
right.
are winos. Because there's no jobs, give themselves into prostitution, the sale of drugs, the sale of
right.
alcohol. You know, now you see the founders could not foresee how this thing would evolve. No one could see.
Right.
You know,
who
could foresee a cell phone? Who could, you know, come on. It's, you know,
right.
You know, the television. Who saw the television coming? Thomas Jefferson saw the television coming? Please. You know, now you have these politicians who take advantage of the fact that the nation has grown and has become more urban to now say, I'm your savior. I can vote for me, and I'll do this for you. I'll do that for you. And now you have the monstrosity that we have. Now you have the beast
right.
that we have. Right. It's
right.
It's so. Yeah. They're going to tax you. You go look. The governor of New York said we need to remove bags, plastic bags, because they hurt the environment. Right. And
right.
The plastic bags weren't hurting the environment because now he replaced plastic bags. Walmart no longer gives out plastic bags. Now they have paper bags if you want them, and you pay 5 cents.
Yes, well, exactly. England does that, yes.
Right. So now New York State gets 4 pennies, and Walmart keeps a penny.
Yeah.
So you see, New York State is what? Taxing you.
Yeah.
And by the way, paper bags are made out of trees. So you're destroying
you
the environment that you claim to be protecting. Right?
Yeah.
I keep talking now they removed all the toll people, you know, the people who give you the toll tickets and collect. All those people are gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now they have these cameras. I get the bill, right? I just took a little trip down to the city to get the postcards and stuff like that. I just got the bill.
Mm-hmm.
$60-something dollars in tolls.
Wow.
Right?
You're joking.
Right. A round trip. A little round trip. 60, okay?
Wow.
So now, at the end of that, they give me a $2 surcharge because they had to print the bill.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. So you see,
yeah.
now they're not paying pensions. Okay, they don't have
yeah.
to pay vacation. They don't have to give out salaries because machines
mm-hmm.
don't get salaries. They don't have to. They don't have sick days. They don't have to give machines 2 weeks vacation with pay. They don't have to pay medical costs. Machines
mm-hmm.
don't have to see the doctors. They don't have to see the – so notice, they eliminated all those jobs. The bill goes up. It skyrockets. And then you get
yeah.
a $2 search. It's like slap me and give me another. Slap me, sir, and give me another.
Yeah,
you know?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So
well, you know, when you think about it, all the different agencies are created around the government, and it makes the government so large, you know. And that was not the founding fathers' idea, is a large government, you know.
Right.
And this is the point. Everything that's created, you know, is created, you know, right now for the environment. Everything's for the environment. No, it's not. They're making money off every little thing, and they're eliminating jobs and things like that because they're saving. They're saving a fortune, and they're taking that little bit that you have. You know, and then
listen,
they're taxing you more.
They're making a bundle on the tolls now. The difference
yep.
is, see, the difference is I don't drive down. So if they had me as a customer,
yep.
I say, you know what? This is why I don't go down to the city, because I'm going to get a $69 bill.
That's terrible.
Right? I mean, so I say, no way.
To drive.
Then, right. To drive. Right. So, you know, you can – listen, I can go to Utica, New York. I can buy a bus ticket with Greyhound. I can buy a bus ticket with Greyhound. And it's $70 down to New York City. The drive, I don't have to worry about.
Right.
No, I don't have to worry about sleeping on the, falling asleep driving. I don't have to worry about putting gas in the car. I don't have to worry about tolls. I just go to Utica and get the Greyhound bus and go down.
Yes.
You see? So, again, there's different ways to skin a cat. And so what the government does now is because they think they're so slick, they lose money because of people like me saying, you know what, I'm not going down to the city. There's no need. If there was to watch the Mets, my favorite team, I watch them on TV.
That's right.
You think
that's
I'm going
to go down?
That's
the easier way to do it.
That's the best way to do it. And, you know, that's it. You know,
the trouble is that they're raising the taxes. It's the taxpayers when they create these different agencies to cover, you know, new laws that they've created, and then they need a whole agency behind it. When they do that, they raise the taxes. It's the taxpayer who not only provide for the people who are using the agencies, but they also end up paying for the government to run those agencies. So it's the taxpayer getting hit on both ends, you know, with this.
Correct.
And the big
Correct.
Corporations give big money to get their agendas passed, you know, the ones that they want. And I can tell you the leading contender in this right now is Bill Gates. He's invested heavily in the tech giant companies, by the way.
Right.
Because
right.
you see, he warned about this pandemic in 2015. Now, that should really make you question how he knew to invest.
Right.
You know. He's also behind the contact tracing software, vaccine mandate, and the certificates, and bio-tracking technology. Now, these things were heavily funded by Gates and the WHO, you know, the World Health Organization.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So, you know, and he owns most of the farmland. He bought up most of the farmland in the United States. So where will you need to go if you need food at the end of the day? You know, where's the food grown? On whose land?
Right.
You see, this is all about money and agenda. He knew ahead of time to invest in biotech and vaccines. You wonder why he's gone from computer to vaccines, tracking technology, you see, farmland and all this. There's an agenda behind this, and it's been going on for a long time. They knew this was coming down. He invested in this stuff way before, so that all the money's actually going to him for all his technology.
Sure.
To what?
Right.
To what?
Well,
for the agenda.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So here you are, living in a state, and the bags, they take away the bags, but they give you paper bags, and they tell you it's all for the environment, but they're killing trees. And, they get 5 cents off of that. And then Walmart, you go to Walmart, and Walmart has you packing your own. I'm scanning my own stuff, you know. And then the other day, I'm scanning, and there's a lady over my shoulder, and I said, you know, I took your job. You know that, right? I said to the lady, here you are looking at me to see if I put something in the bag. I took your job.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon, they're going to have me watching me. They're not going to have you watching me. In a couple of months, they're going to have me watching me. Because they've eliminated all these workers at Walmart.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Yep.
It's amazing.
It is. See, now in this dystopia agenda, you know, that they have is the only way. The quality of workmanship goes out the window for cost. So, do you know how we have appliances now that only last so long? Years ago, appliances lasted a long time. They don't. They're built that way now. Why?
Sure.
The quality of workmanship. It goes out the window so they can save. So,
right.
you know, you, like taking down a small business. They drive you to the elite millionaires, businesses that use sweatshop labor from other countries.
Right.
They stay rich, and you lose your freedom of choice in it. You know?
Right.
This is why they're taking down these businesses. They can't have anyone gaining anything anywhere, you know, or becoming maybe the middle class, taking down the middle class. This is why they're doing that. You're going to have a Victorian. I mean, I'm not sure if you've ever seen anything about, let's say, Jack the Ripper in White Castle, what White Castle was like.
Mm-hmm.
In England,
sure.
During that period.
Remember.
I mean, people, disease was rampant. You had prostitution. You had the elite and you had the poor.
That's it.
No middle class.
None
whatsoever. Was absolutely horrible. I mean, it was like Sodom and Gomorrah in the streets of, especially in Whitechapel. And that's the kind of thing that you had. You had no middle class at that time. You know, that was before the next industrial revolution started, you see, where you were allowed then to have a business, you know, and it's being taken down again. So Congress, he mentioned something, Congress removed term limits to stay in power. You see where they, like the pastor, consider their power an inheritance, just like what you were talking about. You know, the power now in Congress is an inheritance, just like our churches, you know, with the pastors. So our government was created, or our government's job, their job is to protect you from foreign and domestic enemies. Not to provide wealth, you know. We're to be protected. The people are to have the say. So, you know, it's crazy. And they create laws. I can honestly say one of the things that our governor did this year, she put more laws into place than any other previous administration has in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
In 1 year.
Right.
She topped every administration for creating new laws. And these laws are all created around the agenda. You know, she's in there to get these, you know, laws created. Now, what they're doing is they're creating laws. And with those new laws, they need expensive overseers. So then enforcement programs, like where people peacefully protest, you know, that's your First Amendment right. But with that, you then have the responders. You know, you have a, let's say a peaceful protest. You have a responders now with the police responding with the tear gas, you know, the guns, the mace.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And what that does is they use that as an excuse to enforce bogus crime codes, you know. And what that does is it overrides the Constitution. It takes the Constitution apart. They're stepping on your constitutional right when they're doing that. So all these things are being done for a reason, is that's what I'm saying. It's being done for a reason. They need to take down the Constitution, and they're doing that already by just overstepping their bounds and getting away with it. No, I mean, who's going to take them to court?
Right.
You?
No, listen.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no.
You know.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And our Congress, they're bought off. Our Congress,
sure,
who could step in and do something, they're already in the special interest groups. You know, they're there to get money. You know, to promote agendas. So it's corrupt all the way around. I guess that's the bottom line, isn't it?
Sure. Absolutely. Listen, it's they're all in cahoots together, right?
Yeah.
They're screaming, China, China, China. And you find out that some of these Congress people and senators have business dealings with China.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, there you go. Hip two-face. We used to call those people a two-face. You're a two-face.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
This is what we have in our society. These people are out to enrich themselves and keep themselves in power, and you know they're gonna betray everyone else in the process, because they
right.
want to remain relevant. They want
mm-hmm.
to remain, you know, on top of the world. So
that's
it. We're in trouble.
Well, you have a local takeover. If you think about it, that's not good, especially for your area. Okay. But then you have a state takeover. That becomes oppressive. Then you have a country takeover. That's a dictatorship, you see? And then when you get the global takeover, that's the Book of Revelation. I mean, think about it. It's
right.
that simple. It starts local, goes through the state, it goes through the country, and then it goes global. You know? And that's your 2030 agenda. And the biggest pusher of that, one of them, is Saudi Arabia. They're on board 100%. And so are we. It's, you know, so it starts small. It starts small. We had someone locally who tried to run for office, the mayor in there. They, because they have an agenda and because they have their people in there, they've run this guy through the mill, you see, for even daring to try to infiltrate or to get in there to change things. You know, they've dug out any criminal record, anything they can find on him. He
right.
actually got arrested for something. Crazy.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
off his Facebook posts, they've done everything to keep him out. Why? Because they have control of the local. And they know they have control of the state with the governor, right? And
right.
they know that they'll get control of the country, and then it will be global. That's the steps, you know, to the Book of Revelation. You have a global, you have everyone on board. You have that mindset. You have that one mind. They're all one mind. And what is it that they're going to do? They want to turn their empires over to what? Their kingdoms. To the beast. That is it. So we're seeing that. I find that, you know, amazing that we're watching this unfold as we go along. So, okay, we're going to go from 42 to 5109, and this is androgyny. Androgyny.
Okay. All right.
Okay, and we're going to discuss what that is. And so we'll listen to that. 42 to 5109.
Okay. All right.
The nefarious genius of cultural Marxist strategy is to destroy the family unit by promoting what's known in the field of botany as androgyny. From the American College Dictionary, androgyny means, quote, having staminate and pistillate flowers in the same inflorescence, being both male and female, hermaphroditic, end quote. Translated into cultural Marxist strategy, this means making the father and mother of a family the same and or reversing their roles. How is this done? Well, it starts with invalidation.
I hate this house, and I don't want to be here anymore.
As previously discussed, one of the key technologies of the Frankfurt School is critical theory. Recall, the purpose of critical theory is to instill cultural pessimism. Thus, by endlessly portraying fathers as dominant, restrictive, depersonalized, and controlling, the cultural Marxist is able to invalidate the male component of the family unit. Concomitant with this, by endlessly portraying mothers as schizophrenic, nagging, anxious, the cultural Marxist is able to invalidate the female component of the family unit. This two-punch invalidation, endlessly repeated in the general literature, movies, and media, gives rise to a pessimistic attitude towards the traditional family. After time, this pessimism becomes imbued into the culture. That's why it's said the product of critical theory is cultural pessimism. The message of cultural pessimism. 1. Families are boring, stifling, and intrusive. 2. Mothers and fathers suck. 3. Divorce is therefore understandable and justified. With divorce made understandable and justified, even laughingly made easy by calling it no fault, 1 out of 2 nuclear families now disintegrate into chaos.
Most contracts, the court system tries to sustain the contract. If you and I are doing business together and they're trying to protect that contract because the contract was entered into in good faith for good principles. However, although the marriage might have been entered into in good faith, by breaking that, they can put a lot of people to work. Not only the marital courts can go to work, but also the social workers can go to work. There's also a whole team of people, including the IRS, who prey off of them. And one court in Massachusetts says, we're going to bring this father to his knees and take all of his money from him. So there's a whole movement by the courts to make money off the dissolution of marriage.
After the mother and the father are finally done arguing or negotiating over custody of the children and possession of the assets, 2 new family homes are usually established. He lives here and she lives there. Each new household economy now has to have a redundant, otherwise superfluous set of rent or mortgage payments, energy and utility demands, and household furnishings and accoutrements. Extensive and complex scheduling of child visitation then must be established. If the divorce was acrimonious and/or the children were traumatized by it, and most are, both parents vie for the children's attention and visitation. As they do this, knowingly or unknowingly, they spoil the children with unending material gifts, junk food, sugar, unearned validation, and parental supervision so lenient it borders on gross negligence.
Divorce is dreadful for children. And now you have some families, probably the weakest and the poorest, mostly black families, that are now over 50 and even 60% in divorce, which is critical for the children.
But worst of all, children are usually shipped off to daycare centers and or public schools, where they are then handled like animals in captivity.
Now we're talking about a school system that's teaching values that's determined not by the parents, not even by the teachers, but by the political groups that provide the funding, the politicians, the bureaucrats, the think tanks, all these invisible structures above. Now, those are the people who are determining the values that are being taught in our schools.
The profligate cultural Marxist society that causes and tolerates this then imposes pharmaceutical drugs on these children.
Certainly the arts have always had a tendency to promote license instead of liberty. The difference between license means that I can do anything even if it's destructive of other people and of myself. I can take drugs until I OD. I can hurt other people and hurt their children and families. License is something that is selfishness rules. With liberty, what rules is the freedom to be responsible, the freedom to live a decent life, the freedom to love others, the freedom to give. It's like the difference between love and lust. And unfortunately, often the principle of love is replaced in the media with the principle of lust. And the lust principle produces media that's constantly pushing the envelope.
Almost every movie that Hollywood puts out today must depict characters with at least one of the following attributes. 1, the protagonist and or the antagonist are divorced. 2, the female is portrayed as dominant, controlling, violent, and or one up on men. 3, the male is portrayed as aloof, feminine, overly sensitive, and or cheating. 4, somewhere in the family, at least one of its immediate members must be a lesbian, gay, bisexual, or a women's liver. Often, attributes are mixed in various proportions, and even mixed with a touch of schizophrenia, as males and females swap roles in fluorescence.
Same-sex marriage does not give you the balance of having a mother and a father so that you can learn different skills from them and you learn different personality types from them. By abolishing that, children are adrift.
Through endless repetition and media dissemination, androgynous elements are institutionalized as legitimate and eventually normal. Cultural pessimism has been taken to a whole new level. Complete tolerance for dysfunctional social structures and inefficient economic units. Proof that Christian values do not work.
Schools should be completely operated by parents. They should be in control, and therefore the parents can determine what values are taught to the students. If the school doesn't teach the values that that parent wants taught to their children, then they can take the child out of that school and put him in another school which does teach those values.
The Supreme Court has been converted into a fighting ally of secularism in the wars against traditionalism in the United States.
With the success of cultural Marxism, hundreds of millions of nuclear families have been destroyed since 1965. This has contributed to or caused the decline of the middle class. Next will be the destruction of American capitalism. Unless the effects of cultural Marxism are recognized and handled,
there is a revolution coming. It will not be like revolutions of the past. It will originate with the individual and with culture, and it will change the political structure only as its final act.
Very interesting.
If we don't see that today, I don't know what else you can't see. This is happening today.
Oh,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Androgyny.
Yeah.
It's destroying the family unit. They're making no distinction between the mother and the father, the male or female, you know.
Sure. Mommy wears the pants, daddy's henpecked, or daddy's a dictator, mommy's abused, And if you remember the show, like, think about a show like Father Knows Best. Today is Daddy is Retarded. You know, that would be the title of a show, right? Or Daddy is Crazy. But think about it.
Yeah.
Father Knows Best. Oh, come on. Hey, listen, it's an attack on the family. And mamas get it, and mamas are getting it too. Because the single mama, she's no good. She doesn't understand. You know, she's a witch. And so now the teenager or the young person or the child, now they become a law unto themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Because
that's
mama
right.
has been
– That's right.
It's cancel culture on mom, cancel culture on dad. And when you cancel mom and dad out – then it's cancel culture on you.
That's right.
Right. And look at all of the parasites and pariahs that are in family court living off of the misery of couples. Right?
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that too. And the courts make a lot of money off divorce and child custody issues. You know, not only the courts, but the lawyers. You know, a good defense lawyer can easily make $30,000 off a low-profile felony case, you know, easily. Let's say it's not anything major.
Right.
So it's a low-profile case, and yet it's a felony case. That's $30,000. You know, who's getting rich? The lawyers.
Right.
You know,
right.
And a lot of that with the child custody, I mean, they make so much money because they make these people go back to court over and over and over again, you know,
right,
for something simple. They keep bringing
sure
them back to
sure
the court. And I was wondering something. You know, we were talking, or we did a new show a while back about seeing Jesus with breasts, you know, and we see
right
the, you know, does that have something to do with this? I mean,
absolutely,
is this the pagan, paganism? And what is that called?
Well, it's androgyny. Think about this. Think about this. How, you know, you first of all, if you take, let's take the Roman god Pallas, P-A-L-E-S. He appears
mm-hmm
as male.
Mm-hmm.
Then centuries later, he's female. Then
right
centuries later, he's male, and he could be male or female.
Right.
You see? You see
mm-hmm
you see how they how they try to make God unisex.
Mhm.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing in the marriage. Think about this. When you hear gay couples talking, one of them
mm-hmm
says, one of them has to say, if you know, when they're asked, who's the male and who's the female, and one of them raises their hand, I'm a female. I'm the female in the relationship. When you ask gay
right
people, right? Wait
right
a minute. Wait a minute. But then you're trying to cancel out moms and dads, but yet you're promoting moms and dads in the gay community?
Mm-hmm.
Someone's
yeah
the woman. Someone's the woman among, and when you look at a lesbian couple, one of them is the man. You can just tell. Look
right
at them.
Right.
And one
yep
of them's the woman. You see? So
yeah
listen, it's an attack.
They're blurring the lines.
It's an attack on the family.
Yeah.
It's an attack.
It's a total attack on the family, you know.
Right.
And you
right
wonder why they're accepting, you know, why the watered down Christianity of today, where you can be Caitlyn Jenner, you know,
right,
still be a Christian.
Right.
You wonder, you know, that's why they're doing that. You know, it's a part of this. It's
right
a part
right
of this. It's okay. You know, I mean, I was reading an article today. It said that America is infested with what they now label, it's now termed moralistic therapeutic deism. And it's watered down, feel good, fake Christianity, you know, because
right
that's what they've labeled it today. And we see that, you know, we're infected with that through the churches have just been leavened with this. And this is a part of the culture in reality when you think
right
about it, because you have to leaven the church to get them to go along with this. You
sure
see?
Sure.
You know, to get the church to agree to go along, you have to say that these things are normal. You know, that this
sure
is just normal, a part of our culture. It's a cult, you know, it's just the way the culture is now. The culture's changed. God has not changed, but the culture's changed.
Look.
So we have
look
to change with the culture.
Look. And we have not had a gay president and his husband, and again I'm using that in air quotes, right? We don't have
mm-hmm
we don't have the first gay president and the first gentleman. We don't have that, right?
That
not,
we know
not
of.
Not
yeah
not in the, not okay. But go to the church, and you'll find gay
yeah
bishops, and the first gay
yep
gentleman.
Yeah.
Oh wait a minute! You mean to tell me it happened first in the church before it happened in politics? Think about that. You
yeah
would expect that first in the world, and then to show up last in the church.
Correct.
But I can show
correct
you, I can yes show you church after church where the bishop is gay and the first gentleman is in the picture with him. That came
mm-hmm
into the church first before it came into the White House. And
that's
it should
right
be the opposite. The church has already been completely leavened.
Right, right. And, I mean, the things he talked about in the agenda here that we see in the movies, think about it. He was talking about, okay, every movie must contain, everything out of Hollywood contains divorce. Well, okay, we see that in the church, right?
Right.
Okay. Controlled women who are controlling, we see
right.
that in the church. Feminists or men, I'm sorry, men who are feminine,
right.
we see that in the church. They have to
Absolutely.
Contain lesbian and gay, we see that in the church.
Right.
You know, schizophrenia, we see it in the church.
Right.
You know,
someone,
so these things are all what you just said when I was thinking
right.
about what he went through that Hollywood is promoting. That's in the church already. That
right.
was already there in the church before Hollywood put it out.
Sure, sure, sure.
I mean, do our churches have to contain this now? You know, to be a part of this society, does the church have to adopt all these things? You know.
Well, that's why the church is far gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Think, you know, here you have all these evangelicals going to the White House with Trump, and you say, well, how did that go? What
right.
policies did what lasting legacy did that leave? Listen, you know when you go to the beach, and
mm-hmm.
you're standing by the shore. And you build a little tiny sandcastle, and then all you have to do is the next wave comes in and just takes it out.
Right.
It's right.
Right.
And that's what happened to the Trump administration. And he's Isaiah 45. He's Cyrus and blah 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 and all these prophecies. Listen, boom! Here comes one tidal wave. Boom! All of the Trump administration gone. Gone.
Yeah, build
like
on sand.
Never,
build on sand.
Right. Right. Like if it was never there. Like if it was never
yep.
there.
Yep.
See? That's it. That's it.
Wiped out.
You know.
Wiped out.
Wiped out.
Well, I think at the end of the day, I think the whole thing will be like a moral cleansing of society with, you know, anyone with any morals will be eliminated. I think that's going to be it because it won't matter
yeah.
about your ethnicity. You know, it's going to be about your moral stance and your obedience to them. That's what they're looking
right.
for.
Right.
You know,
right.
If
yeah.
you have a moral, any morals, if you know, the difference between good and evil and you refuse to go along with this, you know, you're going to be eliminated. That's it.
That's it. That's it.
You know.
You're going to be history and history soon.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, now we're going to talk about bread and circuses. Okay? And this
okay.
is 5109, and that's the Catholic term for it, by the way. That's what they call
okay.
this. But
okay.
it's in Latin. And we're going to 5534. I think it's the end of that section. So,
okay. To what time? 55?
We're going from 5534.
Okay. Here we go.
Before the Romans crashed and burned, they had gone down the same road, only they called their social security bread and circuses. Bread and circuses will eventually crash the U.S. empire as well, if we interpret the term general welfare in the Constitution as an invitation for social security.
General is the problem. What did the founding fathers intend when they wrote those words?
General welfare has been debated since the Constitution itself. Many of the founders were concerned that the general welfare would be taken in the wrong sense, that it would be used to apply for, as we've done it today, as Hamilton wanted us to do it, to give the government license to do whatever it wanted and just to grab power.
The founders knew that Rome, and every society since the beginning of time, had poor, sick, and unfortunates. And many of these societies tried to help. For instance, in 1597, England had the Elizabethan Poor Laws enacted to provide what were known as the seven corporeal works of mercy. These works were to feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, attend the sick, visit the prisoner, and bury the dead. But is this how you really promote the general welfare, the founders asked?
You're talking to someone about a free society, and they say to you, as they always do, what about the poor? Oh, the poor. What are we going to do about the poor if there's no welfare state? The poor, the die in the streets, and isn't that, right? A perfectly valid objection, and we all generally have this tendency, what do? We run out and we research, and we go, we become the human Wikipedia talking point planet of infinite facts. And we try and give everybody statistics, and we give everybody historical examples, and we say, well, these were friendly societies in the 1920s, and the fact that I find useful is the number of poor people that after the Second World War was declining 1% a year because of the free market. When the welfare state came in, it stopped declining and stayed steady, which is exactly what you would expect. If you subsidize something, you increase its prevalence, and you subsidize poverty, you get more.
Give a man a fish, and you feed him for a day. Teach him how to fish, and you feed him for life. The founders were teachers. Their original intent was to set up a system that created fishermen.
The Constitution means what the founders intended it to mean. Otherwise, it means nothing. If you want to have the Constitution mean what modern politicians think it should mean, then you don't need a constitution. In fact, you're better off without one. Just say, what do the modern politicians want us to do today?
What would happen if you created a society that could actually rise above problems? A society where the government gently facilitated a free and prosperous citizenry. A citizenry so successful, there were no hungry. There were no sick or poor. There were no criminals.
You could take the Department of Education, the Department of Housing, and any number of these national departments and defund them to zero and send out the funds to the states in block grants, which would eventually go down to zero, and get rid of most of the federal government. The federal government still has a responsibility of national defense. The Justice Department is needed. The State Department is needed. The Treasury Department are needed. But many of those other departments should be defunded, rather than have the politics of the federal government imposed upon the nation.
The founders wanted to set people free from the system, or the matrix. That's what liberty is all about. They wanted general welfare to be the result of a self-governing, productive society. They wanted general welfare, not welfare in general.
Very good. Very good.
Yes. And what do you have to say about that? I'll let you start.
Well, like anything else, like anything else, listen, you start offering free stuff, and people are just going to gravitate towards it, and then, you know, mm-hmm. you say, give me your vote, and I'll give you this. Give me your vote, and I'll give you that. Give me. What are you going to think you're going to get? Their vote. Right?
Yes.
So you get into power, and they get a few fishes and loaves, and, you see, you get to dictate what their future is going to be like, rather than people taking their own future into their own hands. Their own destiny into
right.
their own hands. So this
Correct.
Is what you have today. You have a welfare state, right? People, you know.
Yes.
I always wondered, you know, I always wondered, like a state like New York, why is it that
mm-hmm.
this state is always after welfare? Why, you know, well, because people want free, and they don't want to do anything. They don't want
right.
to, you know. You have more people who want free and want to do nothing than people who want to make it happen.
Right.
That's the, you know, that's the issue.
And the thing is that, you know, we have, I know within our community, we have both, you know, white and black businesses that have been taken down, right, within our community. So it doesn't, at the end of the day, the person, any person who strives to get a business, to start their business, put their savings into a business, to get ahead, it doesn't matter about your ethnicity in this agenda. They'll take everything down because they want to control you. There are people, you know, and by getting their vote, you know, in other places within the state, getting that vote, they got the vote to get into office, let's say our governor, and change, put in hundreds and hundreds of laws that people will never know about, that that take away their rights to ever go anywhere or succeed in anything.
Sure.
You see?
Sure.
And for a few things, for a few things that are temporary,
look,
by the way.
Yeah, think of these governors who sent the elderly into nursing homes. They're gone.
Right. Yeah.
Right. You know, the legislature didn't vote this in. The one person made this a law without
mm-hmm.
authorization.
That's right.
And look at what happened, right?
Yep.
Got away. They're getting away with, and they're going to get away with more because, you see, people have not fought back. They haven't.
That's it. People are afraid to say no. And that is the thing. The thing that stops this from moving forward, you know, it's going to happen, but the thing that slows it down or makes it harder is people who just say no. I'm not going
right.
along with that. Or,
right.
and quit being fearful. Because they operate, they control you with fear. That's what their agenda. They control people with fear of everything.
Right.
If you read the news, everything, you know, it's just fear-based. And that's how
right.
they control you.
Right.
And if you would quit being afraid and you would just say, no, I'm going to live a normal life, the struggle in today, every day, when you get up, if you just stay away from the news, and I mean, I'm not talking about doing research on the news, deep, you know,
right.
really researching it. But if you stay away from the news and you just live a normal life, stay away from the agendas, stay away from all this stuff, and just live normal, it doesn't feel as oppressive. You know, you're just carrying on every day. It doesn't feel
right.
as oppressive to you as it could. If you're sitting in front of the television watching this stuff, telling, you know, drinking the Kool-Aid of everything that they're telling you, I mean,
right.
it could get depressing, and you could feel oppressed, more oppressed than you are. Because right now, you can still wake up in your own bed, in your own home. You can go to the store and buy things. You can still, in some cases, work, although that may be short-term. You know,
right.
we still have some freedoms. The problem has been too many Christians are giving in to this with fear and just cooperating and operating out of fear.
Right.
If they would quit doing that instead of just, you know, even for your kids' sake, pretend everything is normal. You know,
mm-hmm.
as much as you can. Make them
right.
aware, but give them some normal life instead of operating, you know, in fear
mm-hmm.
yourself around them. You know,
right.
my grandson just started T-ball, and I'm making it a point, and, you know, the state just is allowing it so far, T-ball outside. And I want
right.
to make it a point to be there for every game to encourage
mm-hmm.
him because
right.
I want him to have a little bit of a normal life because I know that it's not going to be normal. We're not going back to where we were. And
right.
I want him to have and feel comfortable and not be edgy at a little, you know, young age. I don't want him to start life out like that for him.
Right.
So, you know, but it's fear. They use fear to intimidate you. Sorry to lecture on that, but that's, you
no,
know.
No, that's
it's something
that's it.
You need to realize. That's how they captivate you. That's how they, you know, they get you listening to, okay, what's this? What are they going to do next? You know, just ignore them. Ignore mm-hmm. them. They're not going away, but you can ignore them.
Right.
You know, they say, well, okay, you can't, you probably shouldn't travel in another state. You probably shouldn't do that. They're saying you shouldn't do it right now until they tell you you can't. You know, there's times they'll say, okay, mm-hmm. you can't go here.
Right. Right.
Things like that. Well, you know what? Get in the car and go. That's what I did last year. Or take
sure,
a plane
sure.
and go. You know,
right.
Do it. Don't hold back because there will be a time that they'll, you know, tighten
mm-hmm.
the rope and you won't be able to. So, you know, try to be as normal. And that will, you know, that's less stressful, I think, for
mm-hmm.
everybody, and including your
sure.
children.
Sure.
And I'm sure you do that in your house. Every day is kind of like normal. You're not so caught up that you're, you know, losing sleep. The kids see it. You're not, you know, canceling life and all that kind of stuff. And that's kind of, we just kind of go on as normal, you know, and refuse. There's just things I'm not going to do.
Right, right.
No matter what.
Listen.
Take
yeah,
me away.
right, right, right. That's you know, you try to fight back against this encroaching system that is pushing,
mm-hmm.
pushing, and you got to say no, no, no. That's it.
Right.
You know, when I go to Walmart, and they say, "Would you like bags?" No, I do
yeah.
not want to support the governor's new tax. No.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Right. And you know,
yeah.
and they look at me like I'm out of my mind. No, no, thank
yeah.
you. I know it's not you, but I know the situation, right?
Yeah.
And that's it. You try to push back as much as you can, and you say no.
Right.
That's it.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. Like, you know, last year we, you know, you can have so many people in your house. You know, well, Mother's Day last year, you can have so many people
right.
in your house, you know, this and that. And it's like, even my kids said, no, no, I'm not staying away from my mother.
Sure.
You know,
I
don't care.
That's it. Think about
you know,
all the people that are touching their mother through a pane glass window.
Oh,
look,
I know.
Mom, you know what I would do? Come on, Mom, I'm taking you out of the nursing home. You're coming with us. That's it. Wait,
yeah.
What, I'm going to put my hand on the glass to touch you? Are you kidding
yeah.
me?
That happened in England, and a woman actually took her mother out and was arrested, and they took the mother back. Did you talk about
listen,
controlling?
You're going to have to
listen,
kill me.
Listen, I have family members that could die in England,
right.
and we won't be able to go over there because I'm going to tell you right now, I would have to go into a quarantine,
right.
into a hotel that I pay for.
Right. Right.
The government won over £1,000.
Right.
You know,
sure.
have all these COVID tests, and they're just
right.
short of saying you have to have a vaccine. Now, you can travel overseas with a vaccine. That's nothing but blackmail. That's
right.
what that is. I'm not
right.
doing it.
Right, right.
Kiss England goodbye.
I will say to them, I'll see you in heaven. I will see you
yes,
in heaven.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's it
for me too. Okay, we're at 55:34. We're taking this to 101:55.
Okay.
And this is called Out of Thin Air. And this is about the manipulation of markets.
Okay.
Okay. What's it, 6 minutes or something?
Today, the U.S. currency is backed by nothing but debt in the form of U.S. bonds. This is known as monetizing debt, the act of converting debt into money. Debt causes inflation because the Federal Reserve System facilitates the conversion of government bonds, government IOUs, into Federal Reserve notes, what we use as a currency. When this is done, the money supply is inflated. When the money supply is inflated, it becomes watered down or diluted. Just like stock, when a corporation authorizes and issues more stock, existing shareholders are diluted. When money is diluted, it has less purchasing power. When it has less purchasing power, prices rise because it takes more Federal Reserve notes to purchase a given product. When prices rise, it has the effect of a tax. Inflation is therefore a hidden tax.
If you can delay the payment and hide the payment, that is, borrow money or print money, those who really pay the price are hard to find. They're usually the poor people in the middle class. So it's a very specific plan to have a central bank to destroy money. It's been done for thousands of years. They used to dilute the metals or clip the coins, or even in the old days they tried printing money. Today we do it with a computer.
Thus, cultural Marxism uses debt, which generates the hidden tax of inflation, and endless taxes to fund its socialist operations and expansion.
As far as fractional reserve banking is concerned, that's a problem of fraud. That is, fractional reserve banking is where the bank generates more paper currency than it has, say, gold and silver reserves on a specie standard. And it can really...
It's twirling. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, maybe
on
it
here.
Just... Well, it might just need to warm up. You know, we have that new style computer.
No.
Gets tired.
No. Let me see. Hold on.
It's just resting.
When money is diluted, it has less purchasing power. When it has less purchasing power, prices rise because it takes more Federal Reserve notes to purchase a given product. When prices rise, it has the effect of a tax. Inflation is therefore a hidden tax.
If you can delay the payment and hide the payment, that is, borrow money or print money, those who really pay the price are hard to find. They're usually the poor people in the middle class. So it's a very specific plan to have a central bank to destroy money. It's been done for thousands of years. They used to dilute the metals or clip the coins, or even in the old days they tried printing money. Today we do it with a computer.
Thus, cultural Marxism uses debt, which generates the hidden tax of inflation, and endless taxes to fund its socialist operations and expansion.
As far as fractional reserve banking is concerned, that's a problem of fraud. That is, fractional reserve banking is where the bank generates more paper currency than it has, say, gold and silver reserves on a specie standard. And it can really...
It stopped again at that same spot.
Well, we have a very temperamental computer that does what it wants to do when it wants to do it.
I think that the oil...
currency as the market is willing to bear, as long as the market has some credence that the bank will pay. And what tends to happen is that the banks overexpand. They play too many of those cards. And at a certain stage, the market says, no, there's too much money out here in terms of real resources. And you get what's called a bank run.
There he goes again.
Hmm.
Okay. Let's talk while it's...
The measure banks have made good on these promises. The banks can't do it. You have recession, depression, what have you. The whole credit structure drops. Now, if that kind of a system were fully disclosed and everyone knew how it was working, my anticipation is that there would be very few fractional reserve banks.
The framers of the Constitution were quite aware of the liabilities of bills.
Yeah, once the audio is like...
warmed up.
No, this is a 1 hour, 36 minute.
Yes.
I mean, 136
yep.
minute audio. It does this.
Yeah. Okay, we'll talk for a few minutes and give it a rest. How's that? Or
okay.
or should we just keep trying to plug in?
Yeah. Keep talking, and then when it comes on, we'll listen to it.
Okay. Well, the markets are manipulated. So it's a money game with play money. That's all it is. And as we said before, inflation is a hidden tax. The central banks destroy the money. Now, who suffers from this? It's the poor and the middle class.
Right.
So they use hidden taxes and inflation and endless taxes. We see that. The Biden administration ran on the ticket. They ran with their case of higher taxes. This is what he ran on, and people voted for him. I mean, who votes for higher taxes? But a lot of that.
Dum-dum.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I'm going to raise your taxes. Oh, yeah, sure, let's do that. So we're seeing that.
Right. He says, if you make $450,000 a year, don't worry about it. You won't be taxed. Oh, yes, you will, through inflation.
Yes. Yes,
inflation
exactly.
Inflation is a tax. Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. And we're starting to see that right now in the current administration. I don't know if you've noticed the pricing. Some things have gone up. You know, if you go to the grocery store, I notice meat is climbing,
right.
Gas is climbing.
Right.
You know,
and then there's also
things like
there's
that.
there's also shrinkflation.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed this, but if you buy a box of let's say you buy a box of Ritz crackers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same box, same size box, but what the content is less. They shrunk the amount of cookies you get.
Yes,
same box
exactly.
size. That's called
yes,
shrinkflation.
Exactly. Yeah.
The quantity has shrunk.
Yeah.
That's how they get you.
So we may not feel it right now, but you will. More and more.
I got four hungry teenagers. I'm feeling it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know how you cook meat over there because I know I went to the store and I looked at it. It's like, why is it this piece of meat? You know, like a year ago, you could buy all the meat you wanted, and right now, it's only the best quality of meat they're selling, and it's so outrageous you can't even afford it.
Right.
You know, so I don't know how you do it.
I buy
you
from
know,
local
with
farmers.
With the kids still home.
Yeah, I buy in bulk from local farmers.
Well, that's a good idea.
That's
a good idea.
I can do that because where I'm at.
Yes.
See that you can do that because where you live. If you live down, you know, somewhere else where that's not an option,
mm-hmm.
now you're in trouble.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, for me in the summer I do a lot of shopping at the outdoor markets or
mm-hmm.
you know, locally.
Right.
Local growers and things like that. It's so much cheaper and better quality. Then you
correct.
Get in the store. So,
correct.
And I'm putting money back in someone else's pocket instead of
locally,
the
right.
government.
Locally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, their mission is always going to be to expand this agenda. So it's just expanding. That's all. And he mentioned that the Federal Reserve is a criminal enterprise. It definitely is. There was
absolutely.
A time in the United States that people were not allowed to own silver and gold. Now, do you think that'll happen again, bro?
Absolutely.
Yep.
And when the government says to you, we want your silver and gold back, don't give it to them. Don't do
right.
it. I mean, at least
well, they
I,
were
I,
even
you know,
going into houses, weren't they, to collect it at one time?
Well, it was, you know, you could be charged, But how else are you going to pay? Look, let's say you own a house. Let's just say you own a house.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to pay your taxes when this paper money collapses? How are you going to pay your taxes? Because
right.
you can't pay it with paper money. It's going to be worth nothing. So the only thing
right.
you're going to have that's going to be worth something of value would be your silver and gold. And silver is the poor man's gold. Stock up on silver. Who can buy gold today? Nobody can buy gold today unless you're the 1%.
Yeah.
So start stocking up on you know, poor man's gold, which is silver.
You know, I saw that when you look at, let's say, a budget or tax returns with churches, and I was surprised years ago why these pastors or these churches were stocking gold. You know, why is it that, you know, you're paying a tithe and they have, you know, they're reporting they have gold on there, how many gold, you know, stakes they have or whatever, so much in gold. I mean, if they're honest, a lot of the churches won't even report that. But there are churches that do. And, I wondered about that a while ago. I think we really need to think about beliefs and rights and privileges and what we're willing to give up in the name of the social justice and Marxism. What are you willing to give up? Maybe your house? Because, you know, they want you to live in the city because they want to control you. That's under the Green Deal. Right. And under that also, you'll have these mandates in your home, regulations like solar energy and all that kind of stuff. You cannot afford this. Most people could not afford to make the changes to their home that they're going to put into law, that they're going to require. So you're going to lose your home unless you can buy, you know, you have the money to do this. And I'm not sure how you're going to do that. You know, when you have solar and you have to have energy efficient and all this kind of stuff, you have to.
Even with a grant. Let's say the government says, okay, we're going to give $4,000 to each family to put solar panels or whatever. That doesn't even make a dent. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And
yeah. Well, not only that, everything has to be energy efficient. And then they start saying, okay, what, you know, you have to replace everything in your house.
Yep.
Who can do that?
Yep. No one.
Who can do that?
No one can do
it. And Gates, why is Gates involved in wanting to try technology to block the sun? If they're mandating that you need solar panels, you know, in this, and yet he's trying to block the sun. What, you know, who is he? What is he trying to do? And think about
Lieutenant,
the cars.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you were going to say
something.
He's a lieutenant of the Antichrist. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay, the cars. We talk about the cars. Gas cars are going to be obsolete. And they could say that electric car, you could pay an absolute fortune. They could name the price of a car.
It'll be horse
Why?
And buggy again. Because, horse and buggy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I should have sold my horse.
Yeah.
Got rid of my horse.
Well, listen, what I'll do on weekends is I'll rent a jackass bishop, and this way I can, you know, I can do my shopping on the weekends with a jackass bishop.
You'll think of something. I'll call you.
I'll think of something.
Do you have any ideas?
Yeah.
Well, the energy costs, you're not going to be able to afford it because they're going up. And it will be controlled. They can decide what your heat is with these smart meters. Let's say where we live, Bro and I live, where, you know, it's like you could live in an igloo where it's cold. It's really cold in the winter. Here,
sure.
I mean, they could monitor, let's say they could put your heat to 64 and you're going to like it. They have the smart meter technology now.
Mm-hmm.
Your house has a smart meter. Whether you ask for it or not, they put it on there.
Yep.
Your water has smart meters.
Right.
You know, your water heater. All these things come with the smart meter now, and you have no say-so. That gives... They said it because they wanted to eliminate the worker coming out to read the meters. No, it's to control the energy when they decide. And this group would not care if you froze to death. I'm telling you, this group, it's not about you.
Right.
It's about their agenda. So
they can care less. They can care less.
Are you willing to give up your freedom for vaccines, you know? No jab, no job, no vacation, no travel.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
You know, and we see Christians already doing that already. So
I can, you know,
eventually it'll be food.
Yeah. Yeah, I can close my eyes and see Mount Rushmore right now as we speak. I'm looking at Mount Rushmore, and I would love to move there. Yeah, the trip was so fast. I rushed back. I opened my eyes and I was back where I was.
And you didn't.
You know,
no tolls.
No jab. No nothing. No. That's it. Yeah. That's it.
No jab, no job, no vacation, no travel.
Look, you and I are stuck,
I'm telling you.
Listen, let's be honest. Did the early Christians in the first century, did they go on vacation? Did anybody go on vacation? No. Is it necessary?
Don't make me feel bad.
Not really. You know.
For me, it's just getting away. I want to get away from my governor, you know?
Oh,
I went on vacation to get away from my governor and her tyranny.
I understand that. I understand that.
I wanted to see if other people had governors and if life was normal in another state. And guess what? It was.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Sure.
Because, honestly, if you live in New York, like we did, or like you do, in Michigan, we didn't know what was going on. We were under such strict regulations. We had no idea what the rest of the country was doing because all we heard were these people hammering every day, you know, on and on and on about how we can't leave the house and, you know, things are crazy and, you know, and you're wondering, gee, is everyone going through this or is it just our state? And you leave the state and you find out, hey, there's actually a normal life in some states, fairly normal, not totally normal, but fairly normal in other states, you know, things going on. So the, you know, dictatorship that we had in our states, you know, you need to take off, find out what was happening in the world.
Yep.
What's going on around us. So, you know.
Yep. Hey, listen, I like vacation. But, you know, if it's going to come at the expense of my liberty, keep the vacation.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, listen, I would like one more time to go to London. I would like to go one more time to go But you know what? If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. You know, if it doesn't happen, okay. But that's the only city in the world that I would like to go to one more time. And if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. You know?
Right.
That's it. That's, you know,
I would like to go back home to the other home one more time. But if that doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. If I don't ever see my relatives again, it doesn't happen. I'm not bending. I don't care.
Right.
I'm not giving in.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I agree with you 100%. If they're going to make this mandatory, you know, you can't travel unless you have the shot, guess what? Thank you, Jesus, that when I go into rapture, I don't need to show proof that I had a shot.
Right? You need your certificate.
That's it. I don't need it.
Yeah.
So, that's
well,
it.
One shot is turning into now you need another shot, and then they say, okay, now you need three.
Yeah, a booster.
Yeah. And then I saw today that they now have this under-the-skin device that they want to put under the skin to test to see through your blood if you have COVID or not. And it's something that they want to implant under the skin. This is just going to get worse and worse until
guinea
we get
pigs.
To the mark.
Guinea pigs. Listen,
exactly.
I heard on the news yesterday that come August, COVID vaccines are going to be available for two-year-olds. August in New York State now, right? For two-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, sometime next year in 2023, start maybe January, they're going to start giving COVID for 6 months old. Now, we know that the babies don't get it. We know babies don't, they don't
That's
die
right.
from COVID. So why are you
That's
vaccinating
right.
them? Why are you doing
yeah.
that? There's a plan.
Just the mere fact that the government is insisting that you be vaccinated, there's something behind it. Just
right.
the mere. And how do you know that they're getting the, you know, they say, well, gee, the president got vaccinated or your governor. How do you know that
I don't
they
know
really
anything.
Got vaccinated?
I don't know anything.
And
don't
how
know
do you know you
people.
Got the same shot they did?
Right.
You know?
Absolutely. It's
I mean,
crazy.
I heard, I'm not sure if this is true, but I know they're experimenting with human and monkeys, and they mixed, it was, I have the news on it. They mixed, like, DNA with a monkey and a human. And then when I was watching something on England where there was a protest, they had a bus lined up in cities, a little bus where people could get on to go get their vaccinations. And you had protesters outside, and they were mentioning not only the aborted fetuses, but also the mixture of maybe animal stuff in the vaccine. I thought, oh, geez. So
yeah.
I need to do more research on that. But I'm telling you, when you start messing with God's creation, you're in trouble.
Yep.
We're in big trouble.
Right.
In this world, because that's the one thing he will not tolerate. And they've been doing it for a long time, slowly. But now they've created a cell or something. I'll have to do a news show coming up. You know, when we get done with this, I'll do one news
right,
show.
Right.
Then we'll move on back into the Marxism. But, yeah, it's getting scary with this stuff. And I don't mean in a scary kind of way where I want you to be afraid. What I'm saying is I'm more concerned about the wrath of God, you know, coming on a nation, you know, with all these things coming forward. It's just like they're pushing it to the limit, you know. They're just pushing it right to the limit
yeah.
with this.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it's an awful thing. It's disgusting. It's really disgusting what they're doing. And like I said, the simple answer is no, I'm not doing
it.
And you know what?
Right.
If you get fined or you get a penalty or they cut you off something, so what?
That's it. That's
so
it.
So what?
That's it. You know, listen, they don't bother Jehovah's Witnesses. When Jehovah's Witnesses says it's against our religion to get a blood transfusion, right? Do they bother
mm-hmm.
them? Do they force them? No, they don't.
No. No.
It's against our, well, it's against my religion to take the COVID vaccine.
Yeah.
It's against my religion.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's right.
You can't,
yeah.
Why are you persecuting me? Do you persecute the Jehovah's Witnesses? Because they don't take,
right.
I haven't seen one Jehovah's Witness get prosecuted for refusing a blood transfusion. I haven't seen one.
That's right.
Why would you persecute
That's
me?
Because
right. I don't want to get the vaccine.
Well,
That's
because
it.
The Bible said that they'll put you out of their synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. So that's John 16:2. You know, I mean, we're going to be persecuted even by the church, within the church. I mean, because the outside world, they aren't going to bother persecuting you. It's the true Christians and the Christians who are in the church that refuse to bend on the truth. You know, you get ostracized from the churches because of the truth, or you won't go with the agenda. You know, a secular person wouldn't care about doing God's service. That's the key word there. It's going to come from
right.
the Kool-Aid drinkers.
Right.
You know. So, yeah, the
yeah.
same God I serve gives me a feeling, you know, that I feel biblically that I shouldn't do something should be the same thing that, you know, we all feel.
Right.
God should
well,
be.
Well, I feel, yeah.
I don't know how to express that any better.
Yeah, I feel completely confident in the Lord. The way this turns, you know, I know I won't be the only one saying no. There's other people saying no also. So that's it. You just stand your ground, say no, and that's that. Yep. It'll blow over.
And what about the quality of life that if you do go along with this agenda and you see everything in it, what quality of life is that you have? You're no longer free. They control everything. There's no quality of life in that.
Look, Cuomo ordered seniors into nursing homes.
Yes.
How did that – did his mama go in there?
So did our governor.
Did Governor Cuomo's mama go in there? No.
Nope. No.
You see? It's not good for them, but it's good for you. That should be a red flag right there. That should be a red flag.
Yeah, a big one. Big one.
Well, listen, we stopped. Yeah. Well, it froze at the 58 minute, 29-second mark. So we'll try to get it. So make note of the 58-minute, 29-second mark, and we'll come back to this next week. Great show as always. And
thank you.
Keep up the good work. And this, I got to tell you, this audio is just fantastic. They give you 5 or 6 minutes of a teaching, go to a little 10-second break, and come back with another 5 to 6 minute teaching. And the other thing is, they're not speaking over your head. They're speaking in language that you can understand. This is a great, great audio. Great audio.
Well, I thank the Lord for sending that one my way. I thank the Lord for sending it my way so we could share it, you know.
Yep.
And I just want to say happy Mother's Day coming up here to all my sisters.
Yes, yes.
Get with it, bro. And happy day to you.
Yes, thank you. and listen,
you're welcome.
It's not Androgynous Day because I'm not a mother.
Yes.
You know, so.
Yeah, I better define that.
I don't want people to think that, you know, I'm a mother and, you know.
No.
No,
he has a special day. That's all coming up. And so I wanted to say that. And then I want to say happy Mother's Day. Two separate occasions.
Yes, yes.
Kidding me.
Yes.
Sorry. Well, have a wonderful week.
Yes,
we'll see you
too.
Next time. Bye-bye. Have a great day.
Yeah, everything is frozen here. Frozen. The music's frozen. What's going on here?
Oh, well, we'll just talk it out.
This is crazy. What's going on?
I know. I left a minute or two for the music I always do, and I get off really quick, and then, you know. So we have 1 minute. Is there anything you want to say in that 1 minute? Any last word, bro? Good teaching today?
I'm sorry?
You had a good teaching today. Thank you.
Yes, I felt like we made the point that we've been making each and every week, so... Saints, you know, free Bible school, and send us your prayer request, and God bless you all. We're out of time. God bless.
All righty. See you later.